Welcome back to the Steve Gerber Show. So good to have you here. If you've been listening for the last few days, you know that I did it again. You know, I go to the gym to feel good about myself, to work out. My resting heart rate is 57. You know, my blood pressure is 120 over 75. I'm feeling great. And I'm sitting there talking to a guy at the gym last week. And I turn to leave and I fall over the bench and somehow stumbling, trying to keep my balance. I totally hyperextend my left knee and I'm hobbled up. And now I've got a knee brace on, just trying to do my best. You know, and it's times like this that I think, man, I'm either getting older, I need better doctors, and maybe sometimes doctors are the answer. Like my next guest, Dr. Jason Cochran, he's an orthopedic surgeon with Sparrow Hospital in Southern Michigan. Doctor, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
And now you specialize in knees, in hips, and so forth, and I don't need a knee replacement, at least I hope not. But I have noticed this in recent years, Doctor, maybe you can help me with this, but I have noticed in recent years that the amount of time that people are out of service, if you will, from knees and hips has gotten dramatically shorter. You guys have come so far technology-wise. I talked to a friend of mine recently. He basically had a hip replacement done as an outpatient service almost. I mean, this is incredible to me.
Yeah, Steve, you know, something that's, you know, real interesting. You fit in the same population that many people are, that an aging population that is more active, much more active than what used to be. And we're expecting more out of our hip and knee replacement. I think our profession's evolving with that, too, and we're trying to keep people active and getting them active a little bit quicker. So some of the techniques have changed. You know, some of the technology has also changed and evolved over the last 20 years. It's helped people with that rapid recovery that you're talking about.
Sure. Now, how long have you been doing this? I mean, obviously, it's a very important and critical place. And you're right about people want to remain active. They want to be able to go out and walk or ride their bike or, well, just be able to get groceries without having to sit in a wheelchair. And that's important to people for quality of life. So how long have you done this? And during that time, what kind of advances have you seen?
Sure, Steve. I'm in a group here in Lansing, Michigan with Michigan Orthopedic Center. I've been in practice here for 11 years now. You know, something I've seen over the last 11 years that's evolved over that time period is, not only with the recovery protocols with physical therapy, we advance people faster than what we used to. We get them up and out of bed. And, you know, much like you said, we're doing these, you know, even as outpatient type of procedures. And I think that that's evolving in healthcare. Different techniques have changed, less invasive approaches where we're doing, such as in the hip. We can do a hip replacement now through smaller incisions, but also more of a muscle sparing type approach where we're actually not cutting any muscles to put the implants in. So all that equates to a quicker recovery, and hopefully better outcomes in the long term.
So let me ask you about this. Dr. Jason Cochran here with us, orthopedic surgeon from the Sparrow team of professionals. How do you do it that you don't cut muscles? What have we learned that you can not do that? I'm trying to think about, I'm going back to college in my biology and human anatomy classes thinking, well, how would you do that?
Sure. You know, I think a lot of patients say the same thing. They come in, they see their incision, they're kind of, find it remarkable you can get through that implant through a small incision and not cutting any muscles. And, what we found is we've modified some old techniques that we've had that, have found through utilizing some soft tissue planes with what's called an anterior approach, and also utilization of, something we do have at Sparrow Hospital is we have a hip positioning table that aids in the positioning of the leg, so that you don't need as much assistance and that you don't have to cut any muscle.
And I just find that remarkable. I mean, you look at the advances in modern medicine, just in my lifetime, it's incredible. And then I've got to believe, doctor, it's not just what you just described, but it's the quality of the product that you're putting in that is also advanced. The components for a replacement hip, the components for a replacement knee, those two have made dramatic strides, no pun intended, haven't they?
Sure, Steve. 30 years ago, I think when we talked to patients about hip and knee replacement, they always ask, how long is this going to last, doctor? And the reality of the situation 30 years ago was that it may last 10 years, but now I can reliably tell people that the components we're placing in them, probably about 90% will last hopefully 30 years or more. So I think that's remarkable when you think about the longevity of a car that you have. It's rare that we have a car that we own for over 10 years, but we're expecting hip and knee replacements to last more than 30 years, which it was encouraging, especially we're putting more hip and knee replacements in 50, 60, even younger patients that are going to have that need for the longevity of an implant.
for the rest of their lives. They don't have to go back and do it. They don't have to do it a second time. That's the incredible thing about that. It's one and done, which is great for a patient, because even though the recovery time is less and even though the physical therapy is less, it's still, there is really no such thing as routine surgery. I mean, it's still major surgery, right?
It's still major surgery, and despite using smaller incisions and less invasive techniques, you know, I try and educate our patients that, you know, with any surgery, anytime you have an incision in the skin, there's always a risk. We do a lot of things at Sparrow Hospital to try and mitigate that risk so it's as small as possible.
Of course.
We have a whole cleansing protocol. We do things to minimize the risk for infection and also concerns of blood clot, and I think that we've seen those numbers drop in recent years.
And one other thing that strikes me about Sparrow and my interactions there, which are most usually through the emergency room for, you know, busting up knees and hips and so forth, but it really is a team approach. When somebody comes in and they come to you and they say, listen, I need to do this, and you say, we're going to move forward with a knee replacement or a hip replacement, it's not just you. It's a whole team of professionals, right?
That's true. You know, I get a lot of compliments from patients that come back, and they're very happy with my care, and I really try and emphasize with the patient that it really is a team approach from the time that you hit the hospital to the entrance, to the time that you're positioned for the nerve blocks or anesthesia, and also your recovery on the floor. You know, our house staff, our the food service at the hospital, all that goes into patients' perception of how good their hospital stay was. And they've really done a good job in increasing that level of care.
And clearly, if they leave the hospital in a good and positive state of mind, that also helps recovery, I would guess. Dr. Jason Cochran here, orthopedic surgeon with the Sparrow Hospital. Real quickly, doctor, before we run for the day, if people are listening to this, they say, listen, I want to find out more, what do they do?
Sure, Steve. You know, if anyone likes to have more information on hip and knee replacement, they can find more information on Sparrow's website with Sparrow Orthopedics, and also with my office at Michigan Orthopedic Center here in Lansing, Michigan.
Dr. Jason Cochran, great having you here today. Really appreciate the information. Very informative.
Thank you, Steve. You have a great day.
You as well. It's the Steve Gruber Show.